Okay, today's Nun Gimel, today's Daf Nun Gimel of Masechtas Avodah Zarah. We're Nun Beis Nun Beis by the Mishnah. Today's Daf is being learned with Ur Nishmat, David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai, who's your site is today, and the Neshama should have an Aliyah. Ovi Kochavim, Mevatel Avodah Sechav Mishalo, Mishal Chaveru. A non-Jew can be Mevatel his own idol and the idol of his neighbor, his friend. The Yisra, what? Nun Beis Nun Beis. The Israel, but a Jew, ain't mevatel avodas kochavim, shal avodas kochavim. A Jew cannot be mevatel the avodah zarah of a non-Jew. Hamevatel avodas kochavim, if a non-Jew is mevatel avodas kochavim, mevatel misham sheh, misham sheha. He's also mevatel any of the accessories. By undoing the idol, you undo the accessories. Bitel misham sheha, if you're mevatel just the accessories, misham shehen mutarin, then obviously the accessories become mutar, vehi asura. But the idol itself still remains usur because it has not been nullified. That's the Gemara. Masti le Rav Shimon Rebbe taught his son Rav Shimon, over to Ovim, a non-Jew, mevatel avodas kochavim shalo, vishal chaveru. A non-Jew giving Mavatel his own, as well as his neighbor, his friend. Amalei, so his son says, Rebbe, my father, Shanas Lanabi al Dusecha, you taught us in our youth that Ovid Kachav Mavatel Avot Kachav Shil Avishal Yisrael, that he could also be Mavatel of Jews. Says the Gemara of Yisrael, Mikam Mavatel, Mikam Mavatel of Jews, Baha Sham Batei Tarktiv, but it says regarding idols that are worshipped by a Jew, and Visham, Visham Baseisar, and they shall be placed in secret. In other words, they can't become Bittul. They can only be destroyed or buried or burned. So Amalei, Amar of Hillel, read the Rav Valos. I don't think we've had him before. So Hillel said, in the name of Rav Valos, Flonet Trucha, Sheish Labash Shutfit. Story is where the Jew and the guy are partners in idol worship. They're partners together worshiping the same idol. What does that mean? Now, Bialduso Maikasavar, but Bezeknuso Maikasavar. What did you learn, what did you think in years ago when you taught us this? And why did you change your mind? So, Bialduso, when we were younger, we thought, Yisrael, Adaite de Ovid Kochavim Palach. The Jew has no independent interest in worshipping the idol. Why is he worshipping it? Because of the guy. Peer pressure, the neighbors, they've worked together. So he tells the Jew, you want to worship? All right, I'll work. He doesn't really, his heart's not really in it. He doesn't really care. Therefore, kivan the Ovid Kochav Mevatel, the Nafshe, when the guy is Mevatelit, the Yisrael not Mevatelit. The Jew is also Mevatelit. Why? Because it was serious to begin with. Ubediknuso, when he got older, suffer he realized, unfortunately, not always so true. Yisrael, Adaita the Nafshe Pola. It could be the Jew does have independent interest in worshiping the idol. Therefore, kivan Mevatel Ovid Kochavim, when the guy is Mevatelit, the Nafshe, he only does it for himself. The Yisrael lo batel. He is not mevatel it on behalf of the Jew. Yeah. No. So maybe it could be that was the practice. Practice was no Jew would ever in a million years go near an idol with a 10-foot pole. The neighbor, the peer pressure, they're pressured into it. Okay, fine. Years later, things change, and now the Yerida. People thought of worshiping. You can't be Mevatelit. In the first, 20 years ago, no Jew was there. All right, Mevatelit. That didn't change their minds. It got worse. Allah has to change. That's how I thought of it. Ikad demasnil ha-seifa. Others learned Rav Hillel's Bart on the Seifa. The Seifa said that Yisrael, einu Mevatel Ovid es Kochav Mashal Avod es Kochav. A Jew can't be Mevatel the idol of the guy. So Pshita. Isn't that obvious? Amr of Hillel, Hereder of Vilas. No. Lomitzacha, the case is, Sheesh lo ba shutfit. There are partners together. The Kamash Malon, Yisrael hudulo mevatel, Ovi Kochavim. The Jew can't be mevatel the idol. Aval Ovi Kochavim did not shame mevatel. But the guy should be mevatel his hair. Okay? Asks everybody. Asks all the Rishonim. Well, what's the Jew supposed to do with half an idol? idol, half bittel, half an idol. What do you do with that? How do you separate the two halves? One idol. So some say the idol's made up of pieces. You can undo it. So his has got that half. I have my half. Others say brera. It's retroactively nullified. It's a good question. You have to figure out an answer. So we do the idol now. When I saw it, it could be solid gold. So we're saying, oh, it's not solid gold. It's made up of different pieces. But the guy takes his half, and the other half is still the Jews. That's still offered. You have to figure out an answer. How one idol could be half mutter and half offer. Right. But that doesn't last. Also, by the way, there's no way to talk about no. Here's a no problem. It's a good question. Let's figure out an answer. Okay. Ikka demasin la b'raisa. Others learned Rav Hillel's fart on a b'raisa that says, Rav Shimon ben Menasya Omer, Avodas kochafim shel Yisrael, ein la b'teila olamit. The idol of a Jew can never be undone. My olamit? What do you mean olam forever? Abba Rav Hillel b'raisa revilat, olamit b'cha ela she'esh la olam kochafim b'shutfit. That's if they're partners. Even if they're partners. B'kamash malon, Yisrael adayte denafshei polach. A Jew worships the idol himself. If he worships the idol himself and he's sincere about it, like I said before, how can a goyim do that? Impossible. Therefore, it's always aser. Okay, next. Ketad mevatla. How do you mevatel an idol? Right? How do you become mevatel an idol? So, what? Three simple steps. Kata rosh azna. If you cut off its ear, or rosh chotma, or its nose, or rosh etzba, or its finger. So one of the Rishonim says, it's written as lozu avzu. The ear is the most prominent of the three mentioned here. Why? Because the nose, many times the idol, the nose looks funny. Right? The nose looks funny. So the fact that it's missing a nose, it wouldn't be such a raya. So you mavato. The ear, absolutely. It's missing an ear? Why is it missing an ear? Mavato. Missing a nose? Many times you see paintings or pictures or you know, or even sculptures, and the nose looks a little epic, a little funny. No, it's an act of vittle. And the finger, you don't even see the fingers. They can be hidden, they can be in the back, you won't even see the fingers. That's also an act of vittle. So it's written in descending order. Pachata, or if you hammer the idol, apa pishol chisra. Even though you don't break anything, you don't ruin anything, that hitting the hammer is an act of vittle also. Bitla. But, rock bifana, if you spit in front of the idol, or hishtin, if you go to the bathroom in front of the idol, or gorora, or you drag it around, zarak fa'asat soa, you throw soa at it, hareze eino betela. That doesn't make the idol buckle. Why not? Look at Rashi. See the Rashi? It's the second Rashi in the Mishnah there? Right? Why does throwing it around, throwing garbage at it, not mevatel it? Says Rashi. The lafum shaita, because right now, Rasachala. You're angry at it. Vahadar palachla. But you're going to come back to it. Right? You bought the stock because the idol told you to buy it. And look what happened. You lost all your money. So what happened? You come home, you throw it around, you're so angry. You're going to get over it. Then Rashi said something. Kol hani bitule. All these acts of bitul. Ba'oved kochavim kamayri. We're talking about an idol. A guy. Right. What's Rashi adding on? A Jew can never be mevatel. No, he can't. No. Once you worship, you're stuck with it. The only thing you could do is destroy it. What? Right. Exactly. So what's Rashi saying? The Chassam Sofer says that if it would be possible, these acts of bittul, only these acts of non-bittul, these acts of bizoyo, that we say is not really a bittul. Why? Because really the guy's going to make up with the idol. It's only by goyim. By a Jew, if it's impossible, that would be an act of bittul. You hear what Rashi's trying to say? Only a goy has an attitude like that. But by a Jew, the Jew would come to his senses. Doesn't make stop shot, because a Jew can, even if a Jew. Yeah. Yeah. Right. But the Jews the same way. The Jews the exact same way. Right. Machra, next. Machra, omashkina. If a guy sold it or gave it as a mashkin, Rabbi, so is that a bittel? Selling it? What? What are you selling it for? Oh, what about giving it for a mashkin? I owe you $1,000. I don't have the money. Take my idol for a night. Take my idol for a month, so I'll get the money. For Nun Gimel Amar Aleph in the Mishnah. What? So machloket. Rabbi Omer Bittel, the Chachamim Omer Lo Bittel. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, Kilo Chasra, if you hammered at the idol, but you didn't destroy it in any way, so but my Bittel, why is that an act of Bittel? Why? It's Omer of Zebra. No. Somehow you made a dent, maybe you made an indentation. Somehow you did something. You didn't break off anything. It's all there, 100% intact. Somehow, yeah. So that, right. So that was the shetel issue was. It's first of all, what? No, there. It's an act of worship. The hair was an act of worship. They didn't sell, they donated it. That's an act of worship. You can bow, you can kiss it, you can hug it, you can give your hair to it. It was an act of worship. The heter was who then the church, the temple sold it. The temple sold it afterwards. But then it's all that too late. Because the hair's usher the minute it's worship. The heter was the who's cutting the hair. That was what Rebelsky said. Who's cutting the hair? A barber. So they asked the barber, what are you doing? He said, I'm getting a paycheck. They couldn't care less. So it's very complicated, Shiloh. It's a very complicated, so that's so simple. It's not so simple. And we play with Avodah Zarah, you don't mess around. It's not so simple. Right? Christianity is not Avodah Zarah, neither is Islam. This is no Shiloh's Avodah Zarah. They're worshipping idols. What? So what? Oh, so once the temple sold, the problem is, but then maybe it's too late. Yeah, so it was a very complicated child. Yeah, everybody made fun of it. It's a very complicated child. Okay. What? No, but then they went ahead and sold it. So by selling it, so it comes up. Okay. So now, two more lines. Few more lines, and then okay. So now we say like this: rocket bifanef, spit in front of it. Heishim bifanef, go to the bathroom. Manahan immediately. How do you know that doesn't? That's not bittel. So Amar Chizki Hadamarka. It's a pasuk. It says v'haya ki yirav beskatze. You're going to get all upset and angry. Kilo malko fellow cub. You're going to curse the gods, especially if it's God also. Upana lamaila, and you're going to look upward. Uksiv basrei bel eret yabit. You know what? But then you're going to go back to earth. Behine. Sara v'chashecha. You're going to go back. In other words, Dafa got the kilo mako belokav upon lamayla. Even you got all upset and you cursed and you threw stuff at it. Nevertheless, el eretz yabed. You come back to it. So what do you see from here? Just because you get angry at your God doesn't mean you're abandoning it. You're going to come back to it. So that's why those acts are not acts of bittel. Now, mako mashkin the Rebbe Omer Bittel. Okay, so not the end of the dance. Pretty hard. The machlokes in the Gemara. Rebbe said it's bittel. Rebbe said if you sell an idol or you give it as a mashkin, it's an act of bittel. The Chacham said no way. Okay? We're going to get to that. You're alluding to the Gemara, but the mashkin issue is different because when I have to give a mashkin, I don't give my prized possession. I give stuff that I don't care if I lose it. Right? As most people do. They're not going to give their wedding ring for a mashkin. They give a different ring. They don't give what they want, right? They don't do that. So, they're not going to give the heirloom, the family heirloom for a mashkin. Nobody does that. They give something else that they don't need. They'd rather not lose it, but listen, they owe $1,000. So, should they give the family heirloom? No, that they're not giving. They give a different watch. Some watch. Someone bought them once. They bought it themselves for $1,000. Here's the watch. If I don't give you back the money, take the watch. That's what most people do. That's what what he gives. I understand. So that's the question. So the Iri Amar of Yochanan, Rav Yirmiyah, Amar Abba, Amar Rav, Chad Amar Machlokes, B'tzoreif Oved Kochavim. One man the Amar holds. The only issue is if you give it to a smelter who's a non-Jew. Aval Tzoref Yisrael, but if you give it to a Jew, Divri HaKol Bittel. Everybody agrees that's an act of Bittel. Why? Because the minute you walk into his office, you know he's going to smelt it down. So that's an act of Bittel. V'chad Amar, and says, no, Bitzorif Yisrael Machloket. Giving it to a Jew is the Machloket. Why? Because the Jew's no fool. And he knows that if he could sell it for money, he'll sell it. Who's going to buy that? A different guy. What? So it's a machloket when the guy walks in and says, listen, Jew, I'm really hard up for cash. I need to sell this idol to you. Is that an act of bittel? Not necessarily. The Jew's not a fool. He knows he'll sell it. He'll buy it from this guy. He'll sell it for a profit. Therefore, when walking into the store, I'm about to leave. Why? Because it could be it'll wind up in some guy's living room. That's a machloket. No. That's a big mess. A big machlokas. What? It's a question of, if it's a real idol, it's a question of listening to Eber. If it's a real idol, if it's a genuine idol, Buddha, that's a question of listening to Eber. The crucifix is different. It's a shiloh. That's a Hazara now. We had that already. It's a big shiloh. That you can, you, there's room over there. But a real idol, no shiloh. Why not? It's a separate, someone asked at this point, I gave it to Dr. Paul across the street. That's a separate shiloh. If that could be listed to Eber Shiloh. That's something next this morning. What piece right? Right. So I thought that's a good question. It's a very good question. It could be, but I'm talking about the Jews, Olam Haba issue. We're just talking about the Jews allowed to do that or not? That's a separate Shiloh. Separate Shiloh. We did it. Right? Someone asked that this morning. It's a good question. See, boy, Lahu. But now the Gemara asks the following question. B'tzoref Yisrael Machloket. Is the machlokas when the Jew is going to maybe smelt it down, maybe not? Avotzorif obi kochavim divri hakol lo bittel. But if it's a guy, everybody agrees it's okay. Why? Because everybody agrees that the guy is not going to ruin it. He'll sell it to another guy. He'll keep it himself. Odilma bein bezu machlokas. Or maybe, no matter what, it's a machlokas. So now, Tashma. Let's try to bring a raya from a statement Rebbe said. Again, Rebbe said that if a guy sells it or gives it as a mashkin, what did the Mishnah say? That Rebbe said, bittel. That's an act of bittel. The Chacham said no. Now Rebbe makes the following statement. So I'm a Rebbe. Nirin Devarai, I think I'm right. Kishemachro lechabala. When it was sold to be destroyed. The Divrei Chaverai, you know what? I thought it over. My colleague, the Chachamim, they might be right. Shemachula Ofa, when it was sold to be worshipped. That's all Rebbe said. If I thought it over, said Rebbe, you know what? Maybe they're right. It's going to be worshipped. But I'm right. It's going to be destroyed. If that's an act of bitter. Says the Gemara, Maila Chabala or Maila Ofa. What do you mean it's destroyed? What do you mean it's worshipped? Ilem ala Chabala, Chabala Mamish. It's actually destroyed. It's actually destroyed. Who holds it? That's good. If the Jew says, by the way, some of that idol, I'm going to destroy it. I'm going to smelt it down and make, you know, I don't know, make chandeliers out of it. So if the Jew says that, who holds it? Who holds it's not an act of bittul? And you know what? La'avda, la'avda mamish, who holds it? That is an act of bittul. It doesn't make, right? My time is a mandar bittul, my time is a low bittul. Doesn't make any sense. The Jew tells him I'm going to sell to the other guy? How could that be an act of bittul? Ella and Rebbe must have meant the following. Ella, Lav, you know what we're talking about? Chabalah. When Rebbe said it's going to be destroyed, doesn't mean the Jew said he's going to destroy it. It means he sold it to somebody, or he gave it to a mashkin to somebody, where that might happen. Who's that? A Jew. Lemi sha'asid lechabalah. Where it might in the future, at one point, become destroyed. Umani, who's that? Tzarif Yisrael, a Jew. La'avda, who might worship it one day? A Jew? No, he's not worshiping it. He might sell it, he's not worshiping it. La'avda, Lamisha, Asid La'avda. To someone in the future who might one day decide to worship it. Umanu, who's that? Sore Ovid Kochavit, a guy. Ushmamina, what do you see from here? The Bein Bezu Machlok. It's all a Machlok. Right? In other words, we had a question. We said there's a machloket, how to read our Mishnah. And it said, V'chad Amar, one man to Amar holds, B'tzoreth Yisrael Machloket. It's a Machloket if the Jew is going to, if you go to a Jewish metal worker. Ask the Gemara, what about a Goyish metal worker? Is that also a Machloket? Or no, but there, everyone agrees it's not going to be an act of Bittul because they'll worship it. So we have this whole long discussion to get to the conclusion that even by a Goy to have a Machloket. Why? Because we said, you're giving it to some, Rabbi said, I think I'm right by here. I think they're right by there. What's here and what's there? One of the, there was, we're giving it to a Goy. And what? And what's the story? It's a Machloket. So the Gemara says, love. Not necessarily true. Hachi Kamar. Rabbi, here's what Rabbi meant to say. Here's what he meant to say. Nirin devarai lachaverai. I think I'm right. When am I right? L'kishemachu l'chabal. If it's sold, and it could end up being destroyed. How could that be? Umanu, what's that talking about? Sorry if he's wrong. It's gone to a Jew. You know why? Says Rebbe. Nobody argued on that. She'af chaverai l'nechleku alai. Even they agree with that. When do they argue? Ella only. Kishemachu l'ovda. When it's sold to be worshipped, Abul Chabala moduli. But if it's destroyed, of course they agree with me. Okay. So how do we end off over here? How do we end off? What? So how is it not a kasha? How is it not a raya? We tried to bring a riot from this whole story. If there's a machloket, even by a guy, so we answer, no, there's only a machloket about worshiping. But if it's for destruction, there's no shaila that it's an act of bittul. How does that answer the question? Yeah. Only where it's sold to be worshipped. Aval l'chabala, but if it's sold to be a chabala, modally they agree to be shebitla b'kach. But that is an act of bitla. What does that mean? What does the article say about that? No? Nobody has an article? What? How does it answer the question? The question was, do Rebbe and the Chachamim argue where the guy might destroy it or not? Oh, so the answer is no. Okay, fine, very good. No, they're only arguing where he's going to worship it. Fine. Nasei, let's try to bring another raya to the following situation. What's the situation? What's the story if a guy can do an act of bittul? That's the question. So listen to this. Halakech gurtos min ovdei kachavim, you went to the guy to buy metal scrap. Look. And you know what? Matzavahen avodas kachavim. And in the scrap, you found a little idol, like a keychain idol. You found a little idol in there. That's an idol. So, that's today where it's 99 cents. No, it's a real idol. So, it was a mistake. So, imachlo natan mos mashach yachter. If the transaction has not been completed, meaning, you didn't give the money yet, and you didn't get the items yet. You're just looking around, so it's not really an act of completion. Yasir, then return it. Why? It's not yours yet. In Mishanasan Mos Mashach. Right. That's gonna be the answer. They didn't know. Exactly. In Mishanasan Mos Mashach. But if too late, you already took it, you already paid him the money, you only discovered this when you got home, what do? Yolach Liam HaMelech. You got to destroy it. Why? Because you have an idol in your possession. What are you going to do with it? Now, wait a minute. If you give it to a Jew, it's a machloket, then Hamani, who is this Shita? The Rabbana, who are machloket, and say, it has to be destroyed. Why? Because it's no act of bittul. But if they're arguing by a guy, if you saw called bittul, But everybody agreed that when you give it to a Jew, you're mevatel it. Why are you mevatel it? Because you know the Jew is going to destroy it anyway. And how come in this case you got to throw it into the Dead Sea? It was buckled. Right? Hamani. Who's the author of this brisa? Nobody. You have an idol. How did you get this idol? Because the guy gave it to you. But everyone holds it buckled. Why do you have to destroy it? The answer is, because the guy didn't know. The answer is, Shiny Hudson, that's the good Charles David. He only sold you metal scrap. As I did the overcome, he wasn't selling you idols. Yes. Then it certainly would be buckled. Why? Because the guy knows. The Jew's going to destroy it. Here, the guy had no clue. Call him, by the way, yeah, I was looking for that idol. Thank you so much for finding it. They don't have to bittle here. It was a complete mistake. Complete mistake. It's different. You can't bring a rifle with a complete mistake. So the question's not resolved. Tana Rabbanan. Love Aleha. If a guy gives an idol as a mashkin, oh, Shenafla Aleha Mapolet, or the house collapses on the idol, oh, or Shaganbul, or robbers took the idol, someone stole it, oh, Sheni Chua Bailim, or the guy, the owner, abandons it and runs off somewhere else. Now, Im Asidin Lacha, if they plan to return, Kimelchem Es Yehoshua, if they plan to return, like the Goyim planned to return after Yehoshua ben Nun fought with them, Eino Bitula, it doesn't become Batel. What does that statement mean? The Gemara will explain. Utsricha. And I need four cases to tell me this halacha. The Itana Love Aleha, if I only would have had the case where a guy gives the idol of the mashkin, Midilo Zavna, I would, listen, he didn't sell it. He gave it as a mashkin. Therefore, Lo Batla. It's not an act of Vittel. Abal Nafla Aleha Mapolet. But if the house collapsed on it, Midilo Kamafanila, and he doesn't try to clean it away, Ema Betule Batla. I would say, that's an act of Vittel. Tzricha, that's not an act of Vittel. V'itana Nafla Aleha Mapolet. And if you want to tell me that something, the house collapsed, Mishum de Kasavar, Hamunachas, Mishum de Savar, Hamunachas, I know where it is. I know where the idol is. You know where it is? It's right there, in that ruin. Call Amos to be in a light, Shakil the light. Whenever I need the idol, I'll go clear off the rubble, I'll get the idol back. Therefore, I know exactly where it is. When I have a day off from work, I'll go clear it off. Abel Ganvul Listin, but if Robert stole it, Midilo Kamahazar Batrei, you're never going to get that idol back. I would have thought, Betule Batle, maybe that's an act of Bittul. Tricha, no, you still have hope, they'll catch the robber. Vita Maganvul Listin, and if what about if the last case? For Listin have it, Bishum the Savar. Because maybe you'll say to yourself, listen, if the guy got the idol, he'll worship it. If the guy is a thief, he'll worship it. And if a Jew is a thief, the guy says to himself, listen, I did, the Jew's no fool. I did the Demel Yakarin. He realizes what he could fetch for this idol in the market. Mizabin Lay, he'll sell it. Well, the different guy, the Palafle, he'll worship it. But if a guy just picks up and leaves his house, leaves all the idols in the house, Midalo Shakli Badaihu. Since they don't come back for it, Betule Batla, I would have thought it's a clear act of Bittul. Tzricha, it's not an act of Bittul. Maybe he'll come back. If he's going to come back, the way the Goyim came back by Yehoshua ben Nun, then it's not an act of Bittul. But now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Am I seeing Lachvak to Mohammed Yehoshua ain't a Bittla? Right? That's what we said. If you're going to return like they returned by Yehoshua ben Nun, it's not an act of Bittul. Says the Gemara, Miti Mechemes Yehoshua Mihadar Hadar? They didn't come back. Those guys didn't come back. Hachikama, here's what I mean. Im Asidin Lachzar, if they come back, Harehu Kil Mechemes Yehoshua, it's just like the Mechama of Yehoshua, the Eila Betela, and there is no act of Bittul. Look at Rashi. Second line up, all the way up on top. Rashi says, "Harei asura, it's usher, keosa avodas kochavim, like the idols, shel amurayim of the Amorites, sheyatzu l'molchama, they went to war with Yehoshua, v'dimu lachzar, they thought they're going to be back for supper. They're going to fight Yehoshua in the morning, supper time they'll be back.
Lefikach, therefore, nashu avodas kochavim shalahem bahana. All the idol of the Goyim are aser bahana in Israel. Why? They were never mevatel. Why? Because the Goyim thought they're coming back. Now, Rashi says something now, which the Rashash says, he can't believe Rashi says it. Dichsiv, because it says, lo yidbak biyabcha mu'uma menachera. That pasuk is by an irony dachas. So you're not allowed to touch the things of an irony dachas. Says the Rashash, I don't know why Rashi is trying to tell you that piles of Asher Hana picks a pasuk from irony dachas. I don't know why Rashi did that. So, what? So how about the following pasuk? Abay to Abdunas kol makomos asher avdu shama goyim. Why? Asher Hana. Why does Rashi pick a pasuk from irony dachas? Plenty of tukim that tell you you're not allowed to touch idols. Rashi has to go to Eri Dachas, so the Rashash says, I don't know why. The Rashash couldn't figure out a reason, I'm not figuring out a reason. And then Rashi just says, off, Sharei lo bitulam idaitam bitziyasam. When they went out to war, they were not mevatel the rivals. Okay? So, now the Gemara says, V'lamali lo mulfayel bo mechemetz Yoshua. So, why don't you just say that? Just say, they're not mevatel the idol. Why do you have to bring up Yoshua and the whole war? The Gemara says, you know why? Milta adavrocha kamashon. We're teaching, we're learning a separate halacha, unrelated halacha. Shadam Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Listen to this story. Yisrael shadzaka. This is a very, very difficult hashkafa Gemara. Yisrael shadzika levein lishtakavas la. If a Jew gets a brick ready to worship, he's going to worship. Getting it was all tight. He went to the mikveh ready. He made all the adornments. He's all tidy. He rocks on. He's all ready to worship this brick. All ready, all tight. You know what happened? He didn't worship it yet. Then what happened? And a guy comes, and the guy bows down to the brick. Now, you never made the brick asher yet. Why? You never worshipped yet. All the hachanas in the world don't apply by a Jew. Nevertheless, asra. It's asra. Menalon, how do you know it's asra? You know how you know it's asra? Menalon the asra. Amr al-Azhar, Ketila shal Eretz Yisrael. It's just like when Yeshua walked into Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? Amar Rachmana, that's in the Torah, Vashrehem Tishrifun Be'esh. Every Asherah has to be destroyed. Why does that have to be destroyed? The answer is because there's no Bittul. Michti, now wait a minute. Yerushahi Lehem Me'avosehem. It's a Yerusha going back from Avram Avinu. V'ein Adam Osu Dava She'ein Shalom. What gave the guy the right to make these trees usher? They don't belong to them. They belong to Avram Avinu. You can't ask for something that doesn't belong to you. Someone asked this morning, that was Lot's mistake. They didn't get it yet. The bomb question. Right? Lot said, listen, it's all mine. I haven't got no relatives. I'm the next heir. It's mine. My animals can graze whatever they want. The answer is, Vakanani Oz Ba'aretz. Not yours yet. So I'm not sure how to answer that question. Now, so therefore, if you want to tell me that we're talking about trees and idols that were there before Avraham Avinu, right, the times of Shem or Noah before Avraham Avinu, then bibitulah ba'almasaki lulu. Bittul's enough. You don't have to destroy them. Ella, rather, listen to this Gemara. Midapalchu Yisrael le'egel. When the Jews worshipped the Egel, Goli Adatayu, they let it be known, the Nichaluhuba Boris Kachav, they're okay with idol worship. They're okay with that. It doesn't bother them. Vichi Asu of the Kachavim, and when at the same moment that they were bowing down to the Egel, there were Goyim in Israel, bowing down to trees, Shlichusa Didhu of the. They were really sort of acting on behalf of Jews. Therefore, right? Therefore, it's all awesome. Hachanami, back to the case of the brick. Yisrael shadzak up levena. Yisrael is getting this brick ready. He did all the hachanas. And then the guy walked by before he got a chance. Goladaite de michale, bavoras kochavim. The Jew's okay with that. Why? Because in another 5 minutes, he's worshipping him. The fact that the guy beat into the punch, that doesn't mean dog in adam over to dove she'ena shalom. The Jew's happy. Therefore, the brick becomes asabana. So too, just like the case on a larger scale, The whole Israel has to bind up. Why? Because by the Egel, the Jews showed they're happy. Now, very tough. And when the guy worshipped this brick, he's really on behalf of the Jew. The Jew's okay with that. Therefore, it becomes Aser. No, we said by a Jew it has to be worshipped. Exactly, you're right. All the Hachanas don't count. It has to be worshipped. Right, we're not entertaining the idea of any Baal Tshuva. Right. However, the Gemara does say, wait a minute, the Dilma may be the Egel who the Nichalu. Maybe only Jews cared about Egel. Midi Achwini lo, but not anything else, not treats. Says the Gemara, can't be Amar Kra, because it says in Kisavo, Ela Elohecha Yisrael. These are the gods of Israel, in plural. Only one Egel. What do you mean, these? They were interested in other gods. That's the Gemara. Wait a minute. Ema, but the bottom line is, the Jews did do tshuva. So maybe Ema, let's say, called the Bahadi Egel Nisteru. Yeah, that day, when they worshipped the Egel, all the trees worshipped Israel. That day are Aser. You're right. But because the Eilech Nisteri, anything done after that day should be Mutter. Why? There's no Avodah Zara anymore. The tshuva answers the Gemara. You're right, but man mochiach. How are you going to know? How can you know that? How do you know which trees? Yes, you can. Misafek. Well, that's what the Torah said. Vashrei and Tisra fun be'esh. Has to be all be destroyed. So we what? So hopefully, what Yeshua ben Nun did was when he came in. Saw every village, what they were worshipping, and all those things were everything else was left intact. They didn't worship every tree, right? So whatever they worshipped, hopefully, Yeshua ben Nun took care of it. Right, so Yeshua ben Nun took care of it. He went to every single village, every Canaanite village, so and he took care of it. Bittul? No, Bittul doesn't work. I told you, we I don't have an answer. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't have an answer to that question. Yeah, it was promised. I don't know. It was only promised. I hear you. Right. I told you. I don't have an answer. It's a good question. It's a good question. Right? Next. Avodas kochavim shehenichuha ovdeha, if a guy abandons his idol, so bishash shalom, if it's a peaceful time, and the abandonment, the real abandonment, then mutara, the idol now becomes mutter. But bishash milchama, it's during a war, the fact that this guy left his house, there's an evacuation, it doesn't show he's abandoned it, not as a fiddle. He's got no choice. The invading army's coming. Is he going to stay there? That's not an act of bitter. What? Exactly. He's going to come back. When the war's over, we're coming back. But if it's a time of peace, it's an act of bitter. Then Asura. What? Shas Mochama Asura. It still remains Asura. Why? Because it's not an act of bitter. Bimisho'os Shal Malachim. If you have a pedestal of a king, Hari Elu Mutaro. Those are mutter. They made the bust of the king or some kind of picture of the king. There was like a base to that. That base is not Aser Banah. Why not? The nation Amidin also Bashash HaMalachim over. Because we only use it when the king walks by. The Gemara will explain what that means. Now, Amar Vyami Abba Amar Rab. Listen to this. Base Nimrod, the house of Nimrod. Rashi says this is the Tower of Babel. Migdal Shabanu Dar HaFlaga, this week's Parsha. The building the Dar HaFlaga built. Lavoras Kochavim, idol worship. The Nimrod HaYamelech, the Nimrod was the king. So that building, even though the Gemara in Sanhedrin said that a third of that building was destroyed, a third of it sunk into the ground, and a third of it's still there. So can you rent those apartments out? So that Migdal says the Gemara, yes, you can. You know why? Harehi ka'avodas kochavim shenichua ovdeh v'shash shalom u'mutter. It's considered a building, avodas zara, that was abandoned during a time of peace, and it's mutter. Ah, Balgat, even though Dichi b'drayinu rachmana b'shas mocham adami. Even though Hashem visited this situation, and He made a dispersion, and He sent everybody away, right? So you want to tell me to shas mochama, and therefore it remains usher? No. Ibar lemeheder hader. Somebody wanted to come back. Who's stopping them? Right? A guy lived there, and he wants to come back after the dispersion. Who stopped him? Who's coming back? He could come back. Don't stop him. You're right. The actual aflaga, whatever that means, was maybe considered an act of mochama. Everybody had a right to come back. No one stopped him from coming back. Me the lo hader, since they didn't come back, bitule batla. It's an act of bitul. No one stopped these people from coming back. They could have come back if they wanted. Therefore, it's an act of bitul. No. What? Others say it means Nimrod's temple. Because Rabbi Nachmanel says that. It doesn't mean that power. It means Nimrod's temple. Why Nimrod of all people? I don't know. Now, Bimi Soos Shalmalachim Harel Mutarin. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Yachib Nation Mamidin Osan Bashar Shalmalachim over in Mutarin. What, just because you move it around when the king comes, that makes it Mutar? Okay, what kind of reason has to be Mutar? What? Oh, Amar Rav Rechana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Tachikar. If they shema midin osam b'shah shamalachim overin, because they make it when the king goes. Umalachim manichim derech zu, malachim derech acheret. And the king sometimes he goes down that street, sometimes he goes down that street. In other words, this is not an idol. It's just a thing of covet. Where's the king today? He's over there. He's over there. It's not an idol. It's just a demonstration of covet, right? It's like the herald before the king comes. They stick this idol over there. It's not an idol. It's just an act of covet. Kiyasa Ula, when Ula came, Yosef Abisma Pigima. He was standing on the pedestal. Amalei of Yuda Leula, Varavu Shmuel, Darmu Tavayu, Bimas Shernifkam Osir. What's Pigima? That it was broken? Yeah, it was broken. But Rav Shmuel said, even the broken pedestal is Osir. Even if you hold that nobody will worship pieces, broken pieces, that's only an idol. The zilu be milsa, lemiflach l'shvar, to slap in the face to worship pieces. Avol hai, but there's a pedestal. Loev chazlei, nobody cares if it's broken or not. In other words, how could you use it for idol? How could you sit on it? Aser, it's amalei. Man yav la me'afra, Rav Shmuel. This is a very controversial statement. Somebody will give us the dust from the caver of Rav and Shmuel, u'ma'alinan einin, and we'll put it on our eye. In other words, we will show the greatest deference to Rav and Shmuel. But you know what? They're not correct. Ha'Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish to Amri Tavayu. However, Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish both said, bimos shenifkam mutter. It's mutter. You know what? Afilu l'man da'amar ovdim l'shvarim, even if you're going to worship pieces, that's only by an idol. The kiva de palcha, zila be milsa lebatula. Since you can worship it, it's a slap in the face not to worship it. Avalhani shakti lahai b'maisi b'misachmini. So this is no good. They'll bring a different one. In other words, it doesn't have any inherent value as an idol, and therefore it is mutter. Exactly. No, they didn't worship them. That's why the pedestal, it was a bust. So it depends. Many times, that's what they say by Nebuchadnezzar. It wasn't really an idol, it was just a bust. It was just done for covet. Right. So the pedestal, for sure, mutter. Right. So that about the bust, you can have a hack. There's a hack about it. Those are us, sir. This is not even that. It's not even that. It's just, right. It's not even that. Right. But the doorknob is us, sir. How are they getting into the building? You need a doorknob to get into the building. The doorknob is usher, mitzvah. Same thing, it's like a doorknob. It gets you into Alephate. Okay, I hear what you're saying. So there was a machlok. Rav Shmuel said no. Rav Yochanan and Rav said, yeah, it's okay. And they said, that's how we pass in. With all due respect, Rav Shmuel, you don't pass it like that. Okay? Good? I will stop here and we'll resume to tomorrow. What?